How's it going?
I'm just about there.
Nice of you to join us again.
Sorry I was so long.
Did you get what you were after?
I think so. And you?
Got all the parts. Nearly got them all in.
Good.
That's it. Let's go.
Good. Let's hurry.
Why?
I checked in with Iden as I came in. I've had it monitoring local communications with Mesa as a keyword reference.
And it's bad news, right?
This used to be her ship. Her gold.
Oh.
She's got bounty hunters after us.
Oh.
And they're about 20 minutes away.
Oh.
Since Asimov seems to have gone catatonic, maybe you can help me get this ship started up.
How long is that likely to take?
Oh, he's awake again.
From cold start? About 15 minutes.
Then don't let me interrupt.
Right. Well, now you're back, I was hoping you could help me out.
Just say the word.
I'm not sure if the guidance computers are up to scratch, and I don't fancy yet another fully manual flight. Unless the pair of you feel comfortable with returning to this planet in all about half an hour.
Not especially.
I'll see what I can do. But I have a feeling it's independent of Ident.
Can you patch them together? Get Ident to keep a watchful eye over the systems. Would certainly save you having to do the same for the rest of the flight.
I'll give it a look, let you know.
You've got 2 minutes. Asimov?
What do you need?
Someone to keep handing me the tools. But more importantly, somebody to shift some ballast in the hold. We felt a little tail-heavy during the last flight, and I'd very much like to avoid that level of discomfort again, if it's at all possible.
You want me to move anything in particular?
Heavy items first, of course.
I'll do my best.
And make it quick. Right, now let's get you on your feet again. Good start.
That's about all I can manage.
That's fine. You've done well.
How's it going?
Asimov's managed about all he can manage.
How many tons?
Probably about 2 or 3.
Which sounds like about enough to me.
How's the guidance computer?
I've had to wire it into Ident manually. There are no compatible ports on either machine, but it's about half a minute from being fully connected.
And how long to get the data through?
A matter of seconds. This ship may be an antiquated piece of junk, and the computers may be stupidly bloody old, but the data transfer cables I've managed to dig up are quite high-end.
Good. I'm about 2 minutes away from full power-up, so get that connection completed and then sit back and brace yourself.
Right, you heard the captain of this ship. Get those goods you've brought up here under Magno Lock and take a firm, unmoving seat.
There we go, done.
Good. That should do it. Here comes fun.
At least it should be safe fun, provided you've done your job right.
This trip depends on the work we've all done, let's not forget. If this ship's tail weighs us down...
It won't.
Style?
Yeah, sorry. It's the intercom. Floor's not the most stable out here.
I need you and Asimov to get here. Pronto.
What's the urgency?
Those hunters on our tail are very much on our tail now. Sensors are picking them up less than 2 kilometres behind us. And gaining.
So what? You need more nose weight?
I need support on the controls and I might need someone firing weapons while I try to keep us headed in a straight line.
No good. no weapon.
Then it's time the pair of you took a crash flying lesson.
Please don't use that word!
Are you on your way, or aren't you?
Of course we are. Shit!
What is it?
We've lost the lights down here.
Can you still make your way up?
We'll try. Don't expect us in any sort of hurry.
Any thoughts, Kev?
Just one at the moment. Now is not the time to get sociable.
I'm just trying to promote a greater feeling of camaraderie. Might help at this particular point in time.
Indeed it might, but so would a glow stick or an optical cable.
Neither of which we happen to have at the moment.
Not even in that pile of cargo you brought up?
Well, possibly. But they're not what you'd call within easy reach, though, are they?
They're within easier reach than a cockpit that's two rooms, an uphill walkway, and a gantry away.
Well, true. So how should we proceed, do you think?
Well, let's let the blind lead the blind.
Okay. Who goes first, then?
At the moment, you're closer. And you know the cargo a touch better than I do.
Not especially.
You know where you put everything, which makes you considerably more of an expert at the moment than it does me.
Oh, wish me luck. Ow! Oh, bloody hell!
You all right?
Just about. This isn't the easiest obstacle course I've ever had to traverse, let me tell you.
Sit tight. See if I can make my way over. Help you up.
Don't. You might end up tripping over me and causing more damage than we need at the moment. I think I'm starting to hallucinate.
Why do you say that?
Instead of everything being black, everything's now gone a sort of intense red.
What? You've got your eyes closed.
Hmm? Oh, so I have. I guess they go into hibernation when you don't need them. Ah, that's better.
Come on, let's get moving.
Just a minute.
No time.
Wait for me.
Come on, we don't have much time to lose.
This might come in handy, though.
What might?
Glow stick. Thought I'd grab one in case we lose the lights again.
So you found one, then?
Under our seat, if you can believe it.
I'm about ready to believe anything at the moment.
Oh, you're welcome at any rate.
Asimov, I'd thank you in abundance if we had the time. That said, if the air shuts off, I'll throttle you for not bringing a respirator.
Charming.
Once again, I'm a bastard in a hurry. I only wish you could be as well.
You two took your time. They're 500 metres behind us and nearly within pinpoint precision striking range.
Assuming they'll fire.
True, they'll probably want the ship and its cargo back.
I doubt it. Mace is a solid corporate head. She's got a gold, so now it's time to knock out the elements of industrial sabotage.
Sounds like she's all heart.
Right now, she's all disruptors. So let's move.
What's the plan, if any?
My biggest problem so far has been flying straight and maintaining a decent velocity at the same time. This ship was never designed for high-speed pursuit. And it shows. You need at least 2 to 3 people to manage all the required systems simultaneously.
What we really need is a strategic advantage. A straight run obviously isn't going to help us. We might need to hide.
But where?
This planet has a system of moons, right?
You tell us. You're the expert.
Well, not especially.
Well, you know more than we do.
Well, from what I can remember, it's got 5 moons and 3 of them hug together fairly closely. One's even got a small ring system. If we can duck and weave through that lot, we might be able to get out of the pursuit's line of sight for long enough to sit down on one of the moons without them noticing.
Sounds like a good plan to me.
It's about the best plan we've got, so I'm happy to run with it.
How far off are we from the lunar cluster we're after?
As luck would have it, pretty close.
Luck? You think I didn't see the view out the window?
Looks like you'll be fairly handy after all.
I'm more than just a stunningly gorgeous face, you know.
Let's not go overboard. Right, hold tight. I'm going to swing around the first moon, then try and slingshot towards the third one. Damn, this isn't easy.
How can I help?
Unfortunately, you can't. I just have to hold this steady and... There! Oh, finally got this stupid thing to budge properly, and I think that's the last of the G-forces.
Well, certainly feels that way.
Well, for the moment at any rate, to get into an appropriate orbit around the next moon before we land, we're going to feel a few more Gs.
Forgive my ignorance, but...
It's a small moon with a small gravitational pull. much smaller than Earth standard. To counterbalance that while maintaining an appropriate orbit around it, we need to create our own set of forces to establish the required balance. If we don't do that, we'll just skim right past.
What's that mean? It
means the indicators on this crate are extremely slow to react. Ow! Oh, shouldn't have done that. Knowing my luck, I'll be probably limping for a week now.
But what's the indicator supposed to, indicate? I mean, when it's working.
That indicator, Asimov, is informing me that the object which was sitting on our flight path is somewhat out of detection range, which of course means we're out of its detection range now.
There, try that flat area. We can tuck away next to the raised patch and sit in its shadow.
We're there already?
The scanner.
Well, that's still a pretty decent zoom magnification it's got.
Yeah, sounds pretty good to me. Looks like a good little spot to hide. Let's lock it into the navigation computer. Right, it's set. Now, as we approach, I'll get the ship into a landing orbit, with that target in mind as our destination.
How long is that likely to take?
Well, we're just about on top of the moon now, so let's get into the orbit. Right, we're looking at a 5-minute circuit to decelerate accordingly.
Sounds too long to me.
There's no need to be so jumpy, Asimov. We're out of detector range, so we've got time. Actually, that's a good point. How much time do we have?
Before they catch us? Probably as long as it'll take us to land. But we'll be back on the dark side by then. Once we roll back around to our destination, they'll have passed us.
Can't sound frightfully relieved all the same.
No, you never are.
That's it.
Right. Great. Now what?
Now we sit in total silence until they pass.
Total silence? Total silence? Is that really necessary?
Not literally. Not literally, right?
No, not literally. But we'll need to shut down all exterior systems so nothing radiates off the ship in case they decide to do a close flypast of this moon.
How thorough a shutdown?
We need to kill all engines, boosters, tracking systems and so on. It might also pay to switch oxygen recycling to 100%. We don't want a trail of carbon dioxide giving our position away.
Excuse me for being slightly ignorant of ship systems, but isn't that a touch dangerous?
You're right, it is. Most recycling systems operate on a lower efficiency for one very good reason. Not all of the carbon dioxide gets converted back to oxygen in the recycling process.
That's right, it does, and you get a carbon surplus. Which means a shortage of oxygen anyway, and also a clogging of the recycling systems, and the eventual pollution of the atmosphere.
Terrific. So how long do we have before we start choking on carbon? Or worse still, lack of any sort of gas after the whole thing clogs up entirely?
Depends on the ship. I can still run ident?
I don't see why not.
In that case, I'll run some numbers and find out. But I imagine it wouldn't be for more than 20 or so hours when it comes to a little old ship like this one. After that, the ratio of oxygen-nitrogen mixed to carbon dioxide becomes lethal.
Then let's hope they get on with their sweep in a hurry.
Very much so, especially given that it'll probably take a couple of hours to power up the engines from a completely cold state as well.
Oh, terrific!
Well, we can always put it to a vote. There's three of us here, so we can work on a majority, provided nobody abstains.
Given the alternatives available to us, I don't think a vote's going to be necessary. I mean, if we sit tight and wait it out, at least we'll get to live for a minimum of 20 hours. Sure beats a handful of minutes.
Very much agreed.
All right then, let's power it all down. Navigation computer shutting down.
Boosters off and cooling.
Main engines deactivated.
Nuclear power supply disconnected.
Careful with that one, unless you disconnect in stages, you'll risk a leak.
In that case, for the sake of my everlasting virility, I'll do it precisely by the book.
Good.
Tracking systems down. We're now officially blind to the rest of the universe, save for the mechanical octoscope.
Do we have rations?
In our quarters, and I saw some more amongst all those crates I brought up.
Then all food processing systems are getting shut down as well.
Should we kill the lights, do you think?
We've got glow sticks.
We don't need to go that far. Just anything that leaks effluent out of the ship. Atmosphere, EM radiation, combusted fuel, that sort of thing. Our electrical supply runs off chemical batteries, so it's clean. But the food processor emits microwave radiation, which means artificial gravity will have to go. Get used to walking, funny guys.
What about personal effluent?
What about personal effluent? I don't think reduced gravity will be too big a problem.
I meant effluent recycling. Will it be a problem?
The recyclers are fully internal.
How will we be for air conditioning?
It stays on, it needs to, unless we plan to cook to death. But the fluid output will have to be shut off, which means another potential time limit before that packs in as well.
I'm on it.
Speaking of, it's time to kill the oxygen recycling systems. Take your last breath, everyone. Now, for the eternal wait, and the hope that they didn't see us set down on this rock. Because if they did, we're sitting ducks. I've just done a systems check. Everything seems fine for the moment.
Oh, good.
How's the view?
I'm happy to report that we're the proud owners of a fully working optoscope.
Excellent. See anything interesting?
Not a sign of them.
Should we take turns keeping an eye out, do you think?
They'll, no, we don't need to keep an eye out, really. Given that we haven't seen them since giving them the slip, I think it's safe to say that they haven't yet tried this moon. Which makes sense. Of all the moons in the cluster, it's the last I'd scout, just on a geographical basis.
But if we don't look, how are we going to know when they've passed us by?
Simple. I'm going to hook IDENT into the optoscope. Or at least try to. And program it to detect anything that moves out of proportion with the rest of the skyline.
And how long is that going to take you?
A couple of hours. Longer if you keep asking me these questions.
Then we'll leave you to it. Isn't that right, Asimov?
Of course.
As well as the systems check, I've done a quick inventory. We need a lot of stuff.
Such as?
Better anti-particulate shields, a new fuel cell eventually, and better scanner cloaking. We're visible to just about everyone, which we obviously can't afford to be at the moment.
Wouldn't our time be better spent on worrying about the present rather than the future? I mean, given how pressing the present is at the moment?
I'm confident that we'll get out of here okay. And given that we've currently got time to spare, I thought it might be a good idea to take stock. To look ahead.
Oh, fair enough.
Damn! What's the matter? Software incompatibility of all things. I'll have to hack in and rewrite parts of the program myself.
At least things were looking good from where I was standing a few minutes ago.
Don't worry. I'll get this thing rewired and reprogrammed soon enough.
Maybe we should have brought a new computer along with everything else. You know, back when we were on that little shopping spree of ours.
A good idea. Pity no one thought of it at the time.
My guess is Style was too confident in his own abilities.
You'll be eating those words once I get these modifications complete. This computer may be old, but it's a workhorse. Doesn't say die in a hurry.
Maybe you should reconnect its vocal output circuit then. You ought to be able to get it to say anything you'd like once you've done that.
You should have been a comedian. It's obviously your calling in life.
What's yours then? To feed your ego until your head's so fat it develops its own substantial gravitational field?
Right, I've had just about enough of you.
What's the problem? Trying to remove all witnesses so nobody can reveal the fact that you went out for supplies and managed to spend your entire ration of gold without buying a single thing?
Hang on. Asimov's got a bloody good point. It must have slipped my mind when you returned to the ship in such a hurry. What exactly did you buy with the gold you had? And why in all the planets did it take you so long to buy this apparent lack of goods?
I had to find the right merchant. What I was in the market for, not many people had for sale.
What'd you buy then?
Information.
Fantastic! And that cost you a gold bar.
Yeah, what kind of information costs that much? And is that hard to find? You want data? Surely IDENT could have hacked into the local computer nets and dug up anything you needed to find out?
I already tried that. Couldn't dig up much on the topic I'm interested in.
And precisely what topic is that? Come on, don't keep us in suspense.
I was trying to hunt down Federation secrets.
Wonderful. Not forgetting that's what got you arrested in the first place. What made you think you could even find a contact who'd be sufficiently trustworthy not to give our game away to the Federation as well? I mean, the kind of person willing to sell that sort of information isn't likely to be the above-board type.
I'll have you know that the information I bought could be extremely valuable to us. All three of us.
If it's that valuable, then won't the Federation have even more reason to hunt us down and chop us into little bits?
Look, I'll try to explain. Right. Well, do you remember what I told you about why I was arrested in the first place?
Something about classified documents you found, wasn't it?
That's right. Documents which pointed towards the Federation's interest in various rebel groups.
Makes sense, I suppose. I mean, if you're the Federation, naturally you'd want to keep an eye on who's out to get you.
But it goes beyond that.
How so?
Well, it didn't seem like a hell of a lot to me at the time, obviously. I just figured my arrest and term of imprisonment were reflexive of the tight security surrounding the Federation's inner workings.
But
I was driven to find out more. It's become a pet obsession of mine to discover the reason why they felt the need to silence me in this way.
The information you've bought, it's to do with this?
Very much so, yes. There was one word that kept popping up every time I accessed files on this subject. I couldn't make any sense of its use, so I assumed it must be some code name. It's the one thing I've taken with me from those files. The one thing I remember distinctly. The word brigand.
I assume you know what it means, yes?
It's the word I had ident searched discreetly when I hacked into the computer net based at Yulin's flats. Naturally, it didn't turn up a thing, which is precisely what I'd expected. While in the town, though, I figured I might have more luck. Ports tend to be populated by people from all over the place. It made sense that somebody might know what the local computer net didn't.
Or that a person's security protocols might be easier to bypass than a computer's.
True. I made extremely discreet inquiries and I was eventually pointed in the right direction. A woman who used to serve in the commissioned guard was apparently involved in manoeuvres at one time, which operated as part of a larger mission codenamed Brigand. She told me about how they served as support to a more elite anti-terrorist squad, which was focused in specific opposition to various rebel factions.
And?
And that's about it.
You gave away a full bar of gold for that!
There were two other things she told me which might be of some interest. First off, she mentioned the name of one of the more prominent rebel factions in the galactic sector where she was based. Seems it's called Blake's Brigands.
As in Rog Blake?
Apparently so.
Well, presumably the name's a coincidence then. I've heard about this mob. At least I think I have. I mean, the ones I know of went under a different name. I can't remember what it was, but I do know that they operated quite specifically according to Blake's old black and white approach of kill everyone inside if they're wearing a Federation insignia. Which, as an ex-Federation employee, I know that you'd be opposed to style.
Sounds like the same mob.
Well, in that case, it must be a coincidence. I mean, why would the Federation ally themselves with one group that's most likely to inflict the most damage on them?
A good question, that. Unfortunately, I don't have an answer. Yet.
But you intend to get one?
But I intend to get one, yes. That's the other piece of information I haven't yet mentioned. A location.
That's it?
Yeah, you've kind of left things hanging a bit there. Which location, precisely?
Some planet I've never been anywhere near. But I've got the coordinates, so we can easily make our way there once we're out of this mess.
Anywhere but here would be a terrific place to be, I'm thinking.
At this point, I'm starting to agree.
So how long was it until we find out how long we've got left to live?
Don't know. I haven't finished reprogramming the computer yet.
And why not?
Distractions, Ren. Far too many distractions.
This is the Journal of Ren Asimov. No, wait. That sounds too formal, too pretentious. This is the Diary of Ren Asimov? Maybe not. Okay, how about this? I'm Ren Asimov. You're a speech-to-text machine I found lying next to my bunk, and here's an attempt to put my current state of being into words. Yep, that'll do. Okay, so where am I? And when? And all the other important questions with their important answers. Well, at the moment, I'm lying on a bunk in my quarters, which is in a decrepit little ship that's probably gone through more unlawful owners than legitimate ones. And we number among the latter, we being myself, Ann Jorma, and Kev Style, that is. As for where the ship's to be found, well, let's just say that it's not in the best position imaginable. Actually, scratch that. The ship's position is fine. Sitting here on an airless moon, it should have no problem surviving through the eons without ever fearing the onslaught of corrosion. However, humans have definitely found better places to inhabit. So, why am I about to lay my soul bare to a little piece of plastic and metal? Largely because I have the opportunity, and it's possibly the last we'll ever get to give this a go. Oh, it's not easy, trying to cope with what it is I have to cope with. I mean, you try and go along for the ride, and you end up in a ditch all the time. It happened with the Freedom Party, and it's happening now. Just when you think you've finally got your life sorted out, you can bloody well kiss it goodbye again because, Believe me, it's in much more of a mess than you've ever known. I don't even have a razor. The things you forget to pack when you're trying to break away from a life of harsh imprisonment. See, I thought I was getting away from a place where every moment is marginally more tolerable than the last, only because you're more used to the place. But the more I lie here, thinking about the eternity of empty seconds that lead me inexorably towards an almost certain death, I start to wonder whether a change of scene was such a good idea after all. But then, nothing's ever a good idea, is it? Well, not unless it's a good idea, of course. Still, maybe we'll get away from here. Maybe the ship that was tailing us really did pass us by hours ago, and our takeoff in who knows how many hours really will be the start of a flight towards safety. Or maybe I'm just deluding myself. I mean, this ship's in a terrible state. It's not even ours. Style and I are no pilots, and I doubt even Jorma could get us past a flotilla of expertly piloted spacecraft. Granted, she's got us this far, but who's to say that's all she's gotten her? Especially flying this particular piece of designer junk. And let's face it, the odds are that we're simply being toyed with by those bastards that will be shot down as soon as we take off. They're pretty good. No, you're right, I'm not hopeful. But then why bother? When has hope ever not stabbed me in the back? Oh, I honestly can't think of a single time. Well, that came a lot sooner than I thought. Oh well, looks like it's time to go and see if my theory is borne out. Thanks for being here for a few minutes, Mr. Speech to Text. What's our time factor like?
Rushed, obviously. So it looks like the engine warm-up estimate isn't as bad as been suspected. Should only need half an hour before we get going.
Oh, that's good. Well, out of interest, how much air did we have left?
About 3 hours. Was lucky I got the reprogramming done when I did.
You're telling me? So, is there anything you guys need me to do?
Sit tight. We've got everything under control up here. Shouldn't take too much longer to get all the systems online again.
Right, well, I'll leave you to it then.
Okay. Right, how's the atmosphere looking now?
Just a second. Looking pretty good, actually. We're nearly back to 80% purity already.
Excellent. So tell me about your childhood.
Huh?
Your childhood. Oh, I don't know. Tell me something about yourself. Something I don't already know. Help me to pass the time with mindless chit-chat.
I see. Well, I come from a middle-class family. I never got into much trouble at school. I managed to get into a nice cushy civil service job right after finishing my education. And then I went to prison.
Sounds boring. How about the truth?
Why can't that be the truth?
Doesn't fit. You know too much. You're too quick, too clever. You're obviously not somebody who's led an entirely sheltered life.
Obviously?
Maybe not obviously then, but from what little I do know of you, of what you're like, it just doesn't fit.
Fair enough. What about you? Any lies about your own past you happen to want to spread around?
I was perfectly sweet and innocent.
Oh, thoroughly convincing.
There's a lot of things in my past I haven't been done for. Kind of pisses me off that they nab me on account of my name after all that.
Rough life.
Voluntarily for the most part, but I'd managed to settle down a bit lately. Seemed better for work prospects that way.
How so?
Despite all our advancements, men are still cavemen. They like to club women into subservience.
I certainly hope you don't feel that way about Asimov or myself.
Not especially. You two know who's boss.
That's right, we do. We know that nobody's boss. You may be the captain of this ship, but that's only because the lads don't know how to fly.
That's the navigational computer booted up again.
Good stuff. What's left?
Just the main engines in the atmosphere now.
Can't wait to get off this rock, let me tell you.
I'm sure Asimov feels the same.
And you don't.
Oh, I do, but bear in mind that we haven't seen that other ship in all the time we've been down here.
Which worries you?
Which worries me?
Well, we'll know soon enough whether or not it's up there waiting for us.
That we will. That we will.
I wish I could say that was your best takeoff, Jorma, but I don't want to lie to your face.
Yeah, well, smooth running isn't exactly my primary concern at the moment. I want to get us out of here as quickly as I can, on the off chance that we have company before long.
We haven't thrown them off? After all that?
We're not sure.
So either leave or sit down and shut up. But keep out of harm's way, please.
Question. Should we be subjecting the ship to this kind of torture?
Only if we want to live. Look, we'll take it nice and slowly once we get out of this system, and I promise we'll put the ship in for a major overhaul before making any other stops. But right now, I'm pushing the boosters for all they've got.
The sensors aren't picking anything up. Anywhere. I think we might be all right.
You sure?
Trust him! Trust him!
Okay.
Now, I know you spoke in the heat of the moment and in an effort to try and calm my nerves, but...
Yes, I'm keeping my promise. We're already on a course for the next system, after which time we're going to give the ship enough of an overhaul to make it actually worth flying.
And after that?
To be honest, I don't know. I hadn't really thought about a destination. Where did you two want to go? What did you want to do with the rest of your lives?
Hadn't really thought about it. Didn't we have a plan at some stage? I'm sure we had a plan.
Style, when you woke me in the middle of the night to introduce yourself, back on KX42, you said something about being able to hack into central records and restore our identities, or at least give us valid new ones. Given that we have no legitimate future without such a course of action, I'm starting to lean in favour of it.
I can certainly try, but we'd need to gain access to a suitable database in order to input the new information.
Why do I get the feeling you're trying to avoid the plan?
I'm not. There's something else I'd like to do first.
You want to visit this planet of yours, don't you? To find out what's going with all of this brigand rubbish.
Look, given that the Federation is somehow involved, I think it's safe to assume that whatever's there will probably find a Federation database to access.
Solve two problems at once, hey?
That's the hope.
Well, I'm willing to give it a go. And at least it gives us a focus. Besides, I have to admit that I'm rather curious as well. Asimov?
Oh, I don't see why not. Anything to help the rebels, I suppose. And this might end up doing just that, if it's as worthwhile as we suspect.
In that case, could I have the coordinates? Style?
It's funny, isn't it? We've finally got a specific focus to drive us, and yet we still have no idea where we're heading.
Into the unknown, towards our future.
Towards hope?
It never pays to hope. Never pays to trust.
Which leaves us with what?
Let's find out.